All right. Welcome back, everybody.
You don't know? You never heard that song?
I mean, possibly. But.
Hey, can we return with Dasha?
Boots.
Austin. The name of the song is Austin.
Leroy's mentioning that because Stars and Strings is coming back to Hard Rock Live in November. And if you guys want to win tickets to see Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and more. You guys can text the word hard to 20357. That's hard to 20357. Tickets on sale now. Starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. You guys familiar with Megan Thee Stallion?
Yeah, she's...
Emphasis on the.
She's with Diggs, right?
No, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
With Marcus's favorite.
She is with one of the Splash Brothers.
But she is in WAP, so that's where you're getting confused.
Yes. It's
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
Okay.
Two of the wettest things there are. WAP and the Splash Brothers.
Okay.
Hey.
I'm so uncomfortable. What? Again.
I apologize. I should have workshopped that one.
Hey.
Cameron's is done already. That's
because,
it.
No. Because here's the deal.
In this segment right now.
Sometimes what gets sent to your mouth needs to be returned.
Hey,
to sender, please.
Well, no. He ain't going to never know. He doesn't know what that means.
Hey, guys. Enough of the WAP references. Oh, man. I'm going to get sent an HR module today.
No.
Anyway.
Hey, we could do it together.
You ain't doing that.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal was on his podcast, The Big Podcast, and he was asked about Megan Thee Stallion and Klay Thompson.
Oh,
and
boy.
And Shaq says, that ain't going to work. He says.
He said, mm-mm.
He goes, I give it 6 weeks. So Shaq's going, damage is done. This is all for looks. They seem adorable. Genuinely. Like they
damage
seem
is done.
Adorable. They're working out together. They're going to award shows together. But Big Diesel's like, mm-mm.
They look good together. Mm-mm. I like
it. Hey, can I just say this? I love Shaq. Because, you know, him. But... You need to be in a certain place to be commenting on other relationships.
Hmm.
How's that? Can I just leave it at that?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Because what I wanted to say came down, but I sent it back to corporate. Right? Sent it back to corporate. Because hey, you can't say everything.
Right.
Right. But I'm just saying.
I should take notes on that.
Yeah! Of course!
What do you got for damages done?
All right, so Solana.
What?
Let me just say this. He has a group of kids come in.
Yeah.
That like, you know, Seth, they come in, like, good to see the kids, seeing what we do or whatever.
Yep.
We go on break. They come in. And he goes, hey, y'all can sit in the chairs. Don't touch nothing. The mics or whatever. Just leave them as they were. Kids come in, sit in chairs, take a picture. And then he walks over to the kid and goes, no, no. You want to get it right here. And he moved the mic like, hey! Hey!
Yeah, do we leave the equipment or not?
Where are we not? Keep your hands to yourself.
Also, you don't grab it there. You grab it here.
However he grabbed it. I don't know. He just finished telling a morning journey. They sitting up there and go, I thought he said don't touch the equipment.
Wait, what do you... Wait, I was doing something. I heard about grab it here, grab it there, don't touch the equipment. Is that...
You know, the way our show works,
Dan. Damage is done.
The way our show works, if you don't pay attention all the time, you're going to hear a snippet of something. And it's not going to have context. It's not going to have context. And you might not... understand.
So grab it here, grab it there, equipment
the
and snippets.
Yep.
Oh, but the first thing they said when the kids came in, don't touch nothing, don't push no buttons, nothing. And then what is the first thing he did?
touching around.
Right!
Jennifer, what damage has done for you?
Well, so remember the good old...
I know what damage has done for you.
You know what? We're not talking about that, please.
Okay.
Don't remind me. Remember the good old be honest, Posh?
Yeah.
Well, the damage is done because karma came real quick for David Beckham.
He lied?
No, he decided to give himself his own haircut by himself, unsupervised, and Posh was a little too honest and took a video of his mistake. Look at that.
Ooh.
Mm. Ended up with a little bald spot.
That's a face of shame right there.
He's very ashamed about Wait. It. And he told her, Posh, it's not, you don't have to be honest about everything.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I had
it was like
three,
country.
I had
damage
three,
is done.
A redneck Englishman.
What the hell was that accent?
a Latino redneck Englishman.
I can't talk a lot right now. So I'm mixing.
So first of all, under no circumstances should this ever happen to somebody cutting his hair. Never.
Well, that's exactly.
You want to know why?
Also, because they had the little measurement.
The
like
guard.
Different. Yes. Correct.
Right. So this should never happen.
Well, that's what she told him in the video. Also,
the other thing is, it's no big deal to just cut it all off.
Exactly.
Right.
Maybe he didn't want to go that much, though. Maybe he forgot to put. Maybe
that'll
he was,
grow. That'll grow back in
also,
a couple of weeks for him.
It's David Beckham. I really don't think anything will make him look bad.
Yeah, but here's the thing: when you're David Beckham and you're that cool and you've never been in that position before, any level of shame Posh can get back on him is good. You know, and so like I'm sure. And you know that she's been looking for an opportunity ever
After
since he embarrassed her
a
with
very
be honest.
Viral meme. Mm-hmm.
Be honest, Posh.
Be honest.
We had a modest living, and what did you drive to school? It was a Rolls Royce. Thank you. Damn, what damage is done for you, dude? Other than having to stay here for an extra 2 hours.
And counting, but yeah. Damian Lillard returns to Portland with the Trailblazers, says it's good to be quote-unquote back home. He and Joe Cronin happy to be reunited. The damage is done. You already cost us a Larry O'Brien trophy here in South Florida. Damian Lillard and Joe Cronin.
Damage is done.
Look at that horrible smile.
Ugh. The damage is done. It's our trophy.
So mad about it. I mean, I'm happy for him, but I'm just mad at Joe Cronin. You know, like I'm glad Dame gets to be with his kids. Good for him. And you know, it probably wouldn't have worked with a Dame Tyler Hero backcourt. But still,
why not?
I mean, because it's basically express lane to the basket.
That's one of the things why I think.
Do you remember the Damian Lillard CJ McConnell backcourts, Leroy?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. You know, there was a reason they got, hey, they had some good series and he sent some people home. But once they got to those Western Conference finals, woo! Anyway, yes, I agree, Dan. I'm trying to ignore it. But I am genuinely happy for Dame. He gets to be with his kids for a year. And I saw that Chauncey Billups said he's going to be the most expensive assistant coach in the league.
Yeah, $70 million next year. But really, honestly, Dame should have never left. And he really probably would have never left if he would have known he couldn't have made it to Miami.
He'd have probably like,
I agree.
Right,
I'm just going to stay here and rebuild.
I am 100% with you. If he would have thought, if you're Damian Lillard and you've watched for the history of time, every star get to go where they wanted to go, and you're the nicest guy,
yeah,
the best, and right. You're loyal, you're like, hey, you can't just do right by me? No, can't settle. I'm going to trade for two injured guys. They don't even have anybody left from that trade. Nobody's there.
You got Drew Holiday and then Damian Lillard back.
They already had Drew Holiday. Like, is that not, like, does people are like, oh, look at Joe Cronin. Doesn't he get so much credit? What does he get credit for? And that he got a do-over on the trade? Nobody's. Who? What does that team need Drew Holiday for? They got young guards. They're like, we're trading Simons. All right, cool. I'm just very confused. Everybody wants to make Joe Cronin out to be some genius. He can still go to hell. You don't get any forgiveness from me, Joe Cronin.
Damage is done there.
Can you believe this guy got one over on you? Are you not embarrassed by this? Joe Cronin is sitting there cheesing. He got Damian Lillard twice. You guys couldn't even get him once. I'm telling you right now, dude, you guys better fix it this year. I'm telling you, if I have to sit through us, hey, they almost caught you last year. What were they, like one loss behind the Heat or yeah. one win behind the Heat? Yeah. Hey, don't let Joe Cronin pass you this year. You guys can hear me. Anyway, and play Jovic more. Anywho, thanks, Dan. I appreciate that.
Much obliged.
Almost used a tranquilizer guns all over again.
Yep.
I mean, you know, there's always the next whale that we won't get. But will I think about it? Yes.
Yes, you will.
Of course. There's no quitting me.
Well, here's the problem.
Thank you, next.
Even if you could have gotten Dame.
Yeah.
I don't want Dame sitting on the bench. Like, this team is not in a place where they can afford to bring a guy in and have him sit for a year. Like, I don't understand. I think the biggest problem with this team is like, there's been situations where you've brought in banged up players and they end up being banged up and you're shocked why nobody's available.
Especially to the tune of $15 million a year. That's an expensive, I'm sorry. Right? Why are you looking at me like that?
That's what they're giving him? $15 million a year?
Plus the money he's getting? I think it's four. Plus the money he's getting. A little double dip. They don't call him Dame Dollar for nothing. Dame lots of dollars.
Hey.
Although, did you see this? Could be something. Could be nothing. See Bam Adebayo in Greece?
Again?
Well, he... No, this More, is
like,
just...
This is a new post?
It's post over the weekend.
Are you
What?
Making a mountain out of a molehill?
I mean, you do with it what you will. I'm not here to.
I would have done nothing with it because I really wasn't that interested. And now you bring it up. Now we got to dig into it.
He posted on Instagram.
Oh, what did he post?
Goodness, posted
a picture of himself
mm-hmm.
in a captain's hat.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Exactly, dude. What does that mean?
I mean, was he on a boat?
Well, yeah, he was on a boat. I mean, okay. Greece is full of has a lot
and
of water.
Wait,
around
can it. I just? Why so... does he have a kid size hat? Can he get a grown-up hat?
Do you think they make a lot of 6'9"?
Yeah.
6'9" ain't got nothing to do with the size of your head.
He doesn't have a small head.
It has to match his body.
Hey.
What?
I'm more than sure Joe Rose ain't 6'9", but his head is bigger than Bam's.
You think they make a Joe Rose-sized captain hat?
No, of course not. It would look like a little thimble.
It look like Donald Duck? The tiny hat?
All to the side. How does that hat stay on his head?
I don't know. And why does he have a tiny hat but no pants?
Or shoes.
So he got a little hat to cover up his head, but he don't have nothing to cover up his head.
Just free duck
makes
balling
no
it.
Makes no sense.
I mean, ducks don't, like...
I don't know where they are.
Huh?
I don't know where they keep them, in the feathers. They don't hang, do they?
No. You know what?
I just know.
Between
let me tell you something.
Today, you
ducks,
deserve
hey,
to go to a
ducks are violent.
Office.
Ducks are violent.
I've heard that.
With female ducks. They just go take it.
Yep.
They just, like, just jump on.
Quack chew.
First of all, the two male ducks. Because on the golf course... You know, we see a lot of
yeah.
stuff with the iguanas. And
ducks get very horny on a golf course.
And so.
Don't look at me like that, Dan.
Dan, just clip this entire part.
No, I'm just saying, like.
This segment
nonsense.
Started wrong.
This is nonsense.
And it just has continued
I mean,
to go down a spiral.
Why would you ask me, why does Donald Duck
start
have
it
hat,
and end it the same way?
No pants.
Dan South makes another great point. Why does he put a towel on after the shower? Now all of a sudden you're bashful?
It's because of the WAP.
The guy's been walking around.
Well, that's for Daisy.
Wait, the guy been walking around for 37 years without pants, and he take a shower, and he put a towel around his waist.